The Danny Bonaducci Show, live from Philly's 4th and Market on 94 WISP, the rock you grew up with.
94 WISP, the words "the rock you grew up with" have never had more meaning to me than at this very moment. Guy needs no introduction because I totally grew up with him, and so did most of America. Ladies and gentlemen, my buddy and co-worker tomorrow night at the Keswick Theater, Saturday night, I consider David Cassidy my closing act. Ladies and gentlemen, David Cassidy.
Danny.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, brother?
I am incredibly well, man. How's it going with you?
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm in New York. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I'm doing the Celebrity Apprentice, as it's been all over the internet. And, man, this is not a game for guys in short pants, let me tell you.
I was thinking that, man, that they've got you, because I said on the air yesterday, I said, David, it surprised me that David even did the Celebrity Apprentice show because, I can't imagine that you're very used to people telling you what to do. And the point is, for your the amount of money they're offering for your charity is so substantial that I see why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Any good Samaritan, you're almost morally obligated at that amount of cash to a charity. But still, I can't. I've been reading this stuff about you on the internet. You're selling pizzas in the street?
Oh, no, I was making them from scratch, and I got to tell you, the I've never done any reality TV, and the only people that have ever bossed me around are my ex-wife and my wife. So in the end, it's been grueling. I'd be getting up at 10 to 5. We got home last night at about 9:30, 10 o'clock actually.
Yeah, part of this is like the breaking you down a little bit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the whole deal, is to see Starview, sleep deprivation. And in the end, people tend to snap a bit.
Yep.
I'm just not an aggressive, in-your-face, calling people out kind of guy. The guy who is our... I won't talk about it because it's going to air during sweeps in February. But it's really different for me. Everything I've always done on Broadway or in Vegas, or certainly a lot of television and film, has been scripted. You know, other than what you and I are going to do tomorrow night.
Right, I was about to get to that.
We're going to make a little history, and I want you to know I'm genuinely excited about this. It's going to be for me and you the first time ever we've played together. The Partridge Family is going to play live for the first time in 4 decades.
Now, I told everybody because we shot. It's funny because I guess we did a really good job. We did the weekend version of the Today Show together, and they're actually holding that till November sweeps, which is after the Keswick Show, obviously, which is not very beneficial to David and I. But it's quite a nice compliment. But Lester Holt turns out to be like a great bass player.
Yeah,
so
he
when
can
I broke,
really play. I tell you what, very cool guy. Most of the guys that do a hard news show, which he does, he's able to do the Today Show, which is more entertainment. But I have to tell you, this man can play. He's got some serious funk in him. And
when you play a stand-up fretless bass, which I'm surprised I even know what that is, but it's just because it's. But the fact
you do now,
I do
now. You've been taking lessons.
Man,
you've been practicing.
I want
Come
you
on.
To know you freaked me out so bad when I don't know if I was just scared and I'd never done it. When I play the bass, I have your iPod of you actually live doing the song we're doing. I play to that, and my bass player plays a guitar live next to me, so I'm prepared for that. And when I did it around you and Lester Holt, I don't know if I was nervous or what, but you turned to me at one point and you go, "Seriously, Danny, you're frightening me. You can play this song, can't you?" And I'm going, "Yeah, I swear to God I can."
David, was he bad or were you just kind of giving him a hard time?
No, he was terrible. He was absolutely horrendous. But to be fair to him, he had never played in front of anyone except the music teacher who is teaching music at a public high school, right?
Right.
And in truth, here he is in a close-up on major network television playing in front of me, who is his big brother, and Lester Holt, who has already displayed remarkable ability to play. And Lester Holt knows all Partridge Family hits, all my hits.
He had them downloaded to his phone. It was crazy. Yeah. Lester Holt of the Today Show is just putting up different, he goes, because we're not telling people what song it is, right, that we're going to do, so it's a surprise. So he's like trying to trick us. He's going, is it this one? And he's got like five Partridge Family albums downloaded.
Did you feel like the pressure was on? Is that why you think maybe you were...
The thing is, I'm very comfortable with this song with my guitar teacher and David Cassidy singing along on an iPod real loud out of my iPod dock. But with David Cassidy sitting in a chair next to you and Lester Holt, who is playing like this. I'm going to play like this. Doom, doom.
So how are you going to do with the Keswick tomorrow
night? I'm going to be great. I know the song.
Listen,
David, you have confidence?
After we did the television show this past weekend, I turned and looked at him as we were walking out, and I said, Danny, I know, even though you have absolutely no rhythm in your body, I know you will come through for me, as he always has. I'd never had an opening act, and... Back in 91, I sort of threw down the gauntlet and said, hey, listen, you don't have a job. I think you're incredibly funny, incredibly smart, and I think my fans are also probably your fans. And I said, why don't you just go out and be yourself and be funny, which he's going to do tomorrow, I hope. and just turn it loose. Just, you know, fly, brother. And he did. And he was the best opening act I'd ever had, period. And I think my fans really, and your fans really, love the fact that we're working together.
Yes, that has become blatantly obvious that people are really interested in David and Danny on the same stage. Which
I think it's so cool.
I mean, have you seen the national press on this? I mean, it's really weird. I did not expect this much noise. Hmm. All of a sudden, I'm getting, because I have those Google alerts, there's stories in the Kansas City Tribune about it and stuff. I was really amazed. By the way, I just want to make sure everybody knows we're talking to David Cassidy, who is playing the Keswick Theater and has given me the opportunity not only to be his opening act, but to as he has said, for the first time ever. I've never even had a bass lesson. Never. I can play.
Until now.
That's right, until now. Now I've had several, and I am quite confident, although you scared me a little. Because all he was doing is he was tapping on his leg and tapping out a rhythm, and I was trying to play just the bass. And I'm looking, and it's David Cassidy and Lester Holt's going crazy on his bass, and I fritzed a little bit. But it was like one of the scariest.
But you won't tomorrow night.
I won't
tomorrow
night. You're
going to be awesome.
Tomorrow night we are going to rock the Keswick like you can't believe.
Yes, we are. 8 o'clock. Be there or be square, Peter.
I told everybody this because they are trying to kill you on Celebrity Apprentice. I said, David Cassidy is going to burst onto that stage. I've seen him play dozens of times, and he would never... He's kind of like I am in this way. When it's in your blood, it's in your blood. Yeah. He'd rather die than disappoint.
Hey, David, can you give us any scoop on what's happening on Celebrity Apprentice, like the other contestants and how you're feeling about filming the show?
Well, I'm totally out of my comfort zone. I'm not somebody who throws people under the bus. It's never been my way, Danny will tell you. And I have a lot of compassion for human beings, and I'm not a violent guy. And I'm really not, I wish everybody well, but that's not the best way to play this game, as I've learned over the past week and a half. So it's going to be really fascinating. I hope for my charity, which is the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation, if in fact I can change one person's life, I'm very happy, and if I can bring attention to that.
So you need to win this, so you're going to take out Dionne Warwick, is what you're saying.
I don't think I'm taking Dionne Warwick out.
Or take out Gary Busey.
Star Jones is so well connected here. Making pizza had nothing to do with what she was about to do, which is to call on all of the corporate people that she knows here in New York.
Right, right.
You know, the deal was we were not able to use our credit cards over the phone. Most of my people are on the West Coast in L.A.
Right,
and in South Florida. So I haven't lived in New York for 15 years since I was on Broadway. So I'm a little nervous about it. We are going to raise a ton of money. And I hope we win. John Rich is an amazing country singer who's doing an amazing job. Lil John is an awesome human being. And those guys are marketing guys. Right. I'll tell you what really surprised me the most is what a great human being Jose Canseco is.
Do you know what? I have nothing but nice things to say about that guy.
Yeah, well,
and he's punched me in the face.
The same way about you, and you're lucky you're still alive, brother.
I am lucky. I'm still alive.
He was so kind to you. And do you know that Herschel Walker will not fight Jose? And Jose is an amazing... I mean, he fought a guy that was 7'3".
Yeah, and, in Japan, I believe.
Yeah, in Japan. And he's just he's a rock. And
yeah, I know.
He is also, in my opinion, he's the bravest guy. He became a pariah. He became, you know, everybody hated him. All those guys in front of Congress on television called them all out, and everybody in the media and all baseball fans, as I am, you are, well, sort of. I mean, you're a little bit of a wuss, but no, you are. And
well, compared
no, you are.
It's David. I gotta just. Do you feel better now that you get to see somebody treat me like this?
Yes. Well, but you'll be nice to him tomorrow at the Keswick, right? You'll be nice
trust
to Danny.
Me, we're gonna rock that place. We'll blow the roof off it, brother.
I love that. Well, I look
so
forward
excited.
To it.
I'm so excited to do this with you, Danny. I swear to God, I haven't thought about a specific show like this, I don't think ever, except for maybe the first time I played a concert back in, you know, 70 or 71. So it's going to just rock.
Hey, and, yeah, you remember that feeling when you played your first concert?
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you remember that I'm having it that moment that you're looking at me and I've got a bass around my neck? Keep that in mind. It is tomorrow night at the Keswick Theater. I will see you there, David. I miss you. I love you. And good luck and good fortune on Celebrity Apprentice. And I think it's so cool that you're getting the night off to come and do this concert.
Yeah.
And we are going to rock the place, I promise.
Yes, we are. I want to say one more thing. They told me they've held out 100 awesome seats. So we're going to sell the place out, but I got to tell you, if you're not interested in coming and seeing this, you're nuts. And they are today, Friday, releasing 100 great seats that were for you and I and all of our guests. And I said to people, listen, it's about doing the right thing. Come on, put your money up, come and see Danny Rocket. And I can't wait, man. So, get on the phone and come and see us at the Keswick tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. God, I was going to say, I know I'll be there. I'm actually performing. I was actually thinking about
David
Cassidy's
there,
a concert. I'm totally going. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I'm actually going. I can't wait, David. And like I said, because I know that your heart is truly in this, I know we should be talking as much as we can about the Keswick, but you're so into your charity. I really just want to make sure that everybody roots for you on Celebrity Apprentice. And thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy as hell right now. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, buddy.
I love you, pal.
See you,
God
man.
Bless.
Bye. God bless. I don't usually say God bless at the end of conversations, but when David says God bless.
So, David Cassidy said we're going to
still jump when he isn't it weird?
And he also just told everyone that you're going to show them your rocket tomorrow night.
Well, actually, I thought he said I was going to show them. He said something about show them your nuts. And I thought, you can't do that. There's going to be children there. And then I went, oh, he means crazy. I understand now. But I wonder who the bad guy on The Apprentice is. There's somebody that he doesn't like.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't mention a lot of people because there's Lisa Rinna, Mark McGrath, Nikki Taylor. I mean, he didn't sound like he liked Star Jones all that much.
No, because you know what it sounded like to me? Because he's... I wonder if there's some kind of... I'm sure there is a contractual obligation.
Meatloaf, that's the other one.
Meatloaf's really sweet.
Maybe not when it comes to Celebrity Apprentice.
He was much like Snoop Doggy Dogg, who was the number one like mini league football coach. Meatloaf was a softball coach for his kid's school and then stayed on after his kids graduated and was a really successful mm-hmm. softball coach and baseball coach. So I think they're getting along fine. That would be my guess.
I'm going with Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just going, the lips are starting to bug
or, me. Right? Or there's a Playboy playmate named Hope. It could be her.
Yeah, I don't like people named Hope.
No.
Yeah, I'm against people named Hope and Candy. I don't know. It's a thing. I don't know. I'm starting to babble now. David Cassidy kind of called me out on the radio when I took it. I feel like such a bitch.
Tomorrow night, the Keswick.
What if he walks out while I'm trying to do some alleged comedy and just goes, shut up. And I just will.
Well, no, because you do need to get the bass playing done. There's no way that show is happening no matter how much your comedy is either good or bad, I was going to say that, but you have to, you know, get up and play the bass with him because that's the deal.
Well, the thing is, he said, because I did stand-up comedy for years, but he said, you know, I want you to keep it a little family-friendly. My comedy act is filthy. It starts with my who's-its and pretty much ends there, too. Just tell a lot of stories about boning people I didn't know much and going to jail a lot. That's my act. Not real good for the kids.
The Danny Bonaducci Show. Live from Philly's 4th and Market. On 94 WISP. The rock you grew up with.